Well, hey, everybody, come on in. Time for church to start. If you're watching the live stream, it's good to have you. Happy Wednesday. But it's good to be with you tonight. So if it does not rain, we're planning on breaking out the fire pit at the end of service tonight. We got rained out a couple weeks ago. We will break that out tonight. But it looks like it might rain. If it doesn't, we'll fire that thing up and eat some hot dogs. Sound good? If you don't like hot dogs, we have s'mores. If you don't like s'mores, can't help you. You can eat some grass, I don't know, twig, bark off the tree, whatever works for you. Anyways, some quick announcements before we jump into worship tonight. Obviously, kids are with us, so make sure you know where your kids are, like, you know, I see you kind of thing. The guys challenged a chapter day in the book of Proverbs begins tomorrow, August the 1st. August has 31 days. We're challenging the guys. Ladies, you can do it too, but the guys in the house, chapter day in the book of Proverbs, one chapter each day. And then in September, we're going to get together and have a guys thing, and we're going to talk about it, all right? So that starts tomorrow. Don't forget it. Also, small groups are firing up. So if you want to know about a group, and hopefully you do, small groups are so important to us at our church. There's a listing back there of the small group leaders and when they meet. And also, 2 weeks from this week is Serve Week. So back on the back table, there's a table in front of the board back there. There's sign-up sheets for things that we're doing each night during Serve Week. We'll talk more about it on Sunday in a little more detail, but go check that out. We're hoping we have groups of people each night at 6 o'clock here at the church, and we'll go out and do some things in our community for Serve Week. I'm excited about that. How many know that we have to be proactive in taking Jesus to our community? Amen? So that's what Serve Week's all about, so check that out. And then this coming Sunday night, by the way, youth, all the young people listening to this, 5th through 12th grade. It's for 5th through 12th grade only, by the way. We're going to the Concord Center for our youth hangout. We took the summer off. We're back this Sunday night. It starts at 6 o'clock. Parents pick up roughly 8:30-ish in there. There'll be a word, and then after that, the Concord Center plays for basketball and whatever, and we'll just have fun goofing around after that. So that's this Sunday, 6 o'clock. Drop off and pick up will be there. So if you don't know where it is, just Google that name, Concord Community Center. It'll give you directions, and we'll see you there. All right? Sound good? Okay, so how many of you love Jesus? Anybody? Oh, my goodness. I hope you do. And I hope we are growing, listen, growing in our love for him. Why do we worship? Because we love him. And we spend time in worship, in thanksgiving in our hearts because of what Jesus does, because he loves us. The Bible says we can love because he first loved us. Is that true? So I'm expecting tonight, the Lord was speaking to my heart today, I'm expecting a time of worship tonight that may last a little bit longer than normal. Is that okay? So how about we stand up on our feet and let's see what Jesus will do with us tonight.
Oh, Turn bones into arms. and I can't control. I want more of you, God.
Everybody just sit down where you are just for a minute. Keep the kids here. I want to read to you from Amos chapter 9. So this past summer I was at a service somewhere, and the speaker read this verse, and I'm always paying attention most of the time, right? And but it was just something about when he read this specific verse. I'm always looking to learn, ready to take notes or whatever. But for some reason, when he read this verse, it grabbed my heart. And when I was back in the office the next day, I wrote it. I have a big whiteboard in my office. I wrote it on there. And I felt that the Lord spoke to me that this is for the next season for our church, okay? Now this verse in Amos is talking about the restoration of Israel, but yet I felt the Lord just grabbed my heart about this, about the church. So I wanted to do this tonight. I actually did today. We were going to get into a series tonight on Hebrews chapter 11. I told you about that. That was going to last for a while. I got a contact the other day from a guy named Eric Hemp. I don't know if you guys know Eric. He's actually coming, and he's doing the service at the Botkins campus on Sunday. They asked if he could come here Wednesday night. I was like, sure. So next Wednesday, Eric's going to be here to give the word. But I don't want to start a new series tonight, then have him do whatever and pick it back up. So I was like, what am I going to talk about? And I just never felt in my heart something to go with. You know what I mean? Because it's kind of a one-off kind of night, it's not in a series. And it literally wasn't until I was here when we came tonight that the Lord just dropped in my heart to share this verse that I wrote down. We have coming up, I think the second week of September, a Vision Casting Sunday. And we usually do it in May, if you keep track of that. We usually do it in May. I didn't do it this year. And I scheduled it for September. So I'm going to talk about this again that day. But this is a verse that grabbed my heart. I believe it's for our church. Let me read it to you. And it's Amos chapter 9, verse number 13. It says, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him who sows the seed." And it just says this, and it keeps going, but I'm going to stop after this next sentence. "The mountains shall drip with sweet wine," or new wine, "and all the hills shall flow with it." Now, obviously, we have seasons. And within our harvest times, there are seasons of planting, and there are seasons of growing, then there's a season of reaping, and then the next year it starts all over again, right? That verse is talking about the Lord moving in such a way where it all runs together and it's simultaneous and it's happening. There's sowing, there's growing, there's reaping. It's all happening. There's a newness that will come out of it. And I believe the Lord is speaking to our church that, and it's from my perspective, things that I pray for and I believe for and I ask the Lord for. It's not that he hasn't been doing anything, but I believe that through the rest of this year, that God is going to bring to pass some things that we've been praying for and believing for. That's just what I feel in my heart. And I think you guys know, I don't say things for reaction. I'm not that kind of preacher. As a matter of fact, I don't like it. And so what I say next is, I don't say this I think people that preach say these things, they always know to get a good reaction when they say it, and people like to hear it. And what I'm about to say, You're going to know that I don't say this stuff too much at all, because I don't say it unless I feel it in my heart. Does that make sense? I never preach for reaction. I don't like when people preach for reaction. But I say it to say this. What comes with it, I believe in this next season of time, there are those that have been believing for a breakthrough in something. You're going to start finding your breakthroughs. And it's almost like this finally comes to your heart. Finally. There are some of you that have been searching for freedom from certain things in your life. I believe in these next seasons, you're going to finally find freedom with things you've been contending with. There are some of you that are praying, and there are certain things you've been contending for in faith and prayer in the next season coming, because the plowman is going to overtake the one who sows, and the sower is going to overtake the plowman. It's all going to run together. There's going to be certain things that start happening. Now, again, I know people say that stuff a lot, and they say it for reaction. I don't say it for reaction. I say it because I believe in my heart that this is the time for our church to really start to move forward in the things that God has called us to as a church, but also for a bunch of you individually. You see what I'm getting at? And I think we're heading into that. And it's kind of like we're coming out of the summer and we're headed towards the fall, and the fall is the harvest season. And I was thinking about that a little bit, the harvest season, but it's not just going to be harvest and we stop, but there's going to be sowing involved too, and there's going to be growing at the same time. It's all going to kind of roll together. And this newness, like this new wine, is going to come down. And that new wine is symbolic of the goodness of God and the favor of God and the restoration of God. I believe that. So maybe the church has been through a couple bumps in the road recently, or maybe you've been going through some stuff. Okay. You know what that does to me? That makes me just perk up and say, okay, what's good coming? That's the way I look at it. What's good coming? We go through the bumps, but what good is coming? And I believe that the good things that God has been working and we've been striving for are going to start to come together. How many know what I'm saying? If you catch what I'm saying in your heart, okay. That's what I believe. I believe there's a harvest of souls coming. I believe that. That we're going to see people saved. We've been seeing people saved. I'm talking people being saved. I pray, and this is just my way of talking about it. I pray that up down here at the front, there's like an open heaven. It's just so free and open to the heavenlies in this place that there's going to be such a place of celebration in this church because of freedom being found. I believe that again, people are going to grab back hold of this what we talk long-term discipleship, this perseverance is going to rise up in people. I believe that. I believe we're going to see some things. How many of you will believe that with me? Anybody? But here's what I ask, okay? Here's what I ask. It ultimately happens, and I'm actually going to be talking about this a little bit Sunday morning. We're talking about hindrances to growth. I'm going to talk about this a little bit Sunday morning. That what has to be underneath the entire thing is what they're singing in this song. I want more. That has to be the foundation for the whole thing. And I want more of him. You can want more of things, okay, if you're praying for them, and they're biblical, sure, all day long. But while we're saying we want breakthrough, we're looking for freedom, don't forget, what we really want is Jesus more than anything. Amen? So, here's what I'd like to do. I don't know what your next song was. If you would go back into the chorus part, if I don't know nothing about music. Is that the chorus? Yes, okay. We're going to go back into chorus of the previous song. Now I want to invite you to stand back up on your feet. And as a matter of fact, if you would like to, I invite you to come down front. We got a little stage. We're going to call it the altar tonight. If you got kids, teach them. Bring them with you. All right? But let's spend time seeking after Jesus for a little bit here.
There's no place I would rather be. No place I would rather be than here in your love. Jesus, your love. No place I would rather be. No place I would rather be. No place I would rather be than here in your love. Jesus, your love. Together good.
Just keep worshiping Him for a minute. We praise You, Jesus. You're worthy, Jesus. Thing that was in my heart this morning, I was just like, I was thinking about tonight. Like I said, I didn't get like a word, but I thought of Chris, and I talked to him in the past about maybe at some time sharing his testimony. So I don't know why that's in my heart, but Chris, can you tell him a little bit about what you were, as far as your drugs, right? Just tell him a little bit about what you were bound up in the past, but how long and all that kind of stuff.
Set me free. I had 25 years of drug addiction, methamphetamines, speed, homelessness, and I tried everything on my own to satisfy and get myself set free until I came to realize that Jesus Christ is who I need my fulfillment in, that He set me free. And it's just been victory after victory after victory. As long as I praise Him and keep Him in my storms and in my trials and tribulations, He keeps setting me free. Has it been easy? No, drugs and the addiction was easy. It was harder coming to faith, but it just feels right knowing that you're where you're supposed to be. Praising and loving God. In Jesus' name, I praise and worship Your holy name, Lord. And I thank You for setting me free. For the sun sets free, it's free indeed. I stand on it.
I think that when I first met Chris, when we first came to church, he was watching live stream. And I remember asking around because you were on almost every service, and I said, "Who's this Chris Moore guy?" I go, "Well, I kind of know him a bit." Then you didn't have your license because everything that happened. You started walking to church when we were in the storefront. And I know some people would give you a ride every once in a while, right? And you work yourself back into life, jobs, and cars. But maybe the Lord dropped this in my heart to say that in the season that's coming up, first off, it is this kind of freedom that is possible in Jesus. And we believe that. That in this church, there will be this kind of freedom found for people that need this kind of freedom. The second thing is, you're not going to have souls saved unless you find people that need Jesus. But when you find people that need Jesus, they come with stuff like this. So the church has to be strong to receive the harvest that comes in, not just see them saved, amen, but then help walk the process. You see what I'm getting at? Because people need process. And freedom sometimes happens in certain moments in certain ways, but sometimes freedom is growth, growing through things. And you see both, amen? And the church has to be prepped for people that come from a background like Chris or all sorts of other stuff too, amen? So I believe that God, and I also, there are going to be times in that maybe sometimes we come to church and we just end up seeking Him a little bit. Okay? I think we have to draw near. And we have to purposely draw near to Him. And I actually said to Samara, probably a couple months ago maybe, that I thought maybe sometimes on Wednesdays we would do some different things than just a normal worship word and go home. Maybe some things more like this sometimes, okay? I just want us as a church to seek Him in such a way that obviously He's with us, but we always know that this kind of testimony is 110% possible. And we never forget that. that no matter who gets brought into this church, that we believe that God can do above and beyond anything we could ask or think. Amen? Amen. Okay. So, seeking the Lord. Listen. You know the story of the prodigal son? He finally decides to make his way back home, and God sees him. Well, the father, but representative God, sees him. And God runs. Listen to me. God is the God who runs. But he runs after you. How about we turn the tables and we start seeking him with that kind of abandon, the way he seeks us? You know what I mean by that? There used to be a song. I don't know if you know this song. I will swim to the ocean floor. Remember that song? I don't remember the rest of it. I just remember that part. I always remember because I'm not a good swimmer, and I thought, well, I would just drown if I did that, so that's not for me. Maybe to not swim to the ocean floor. But we would have that kind of abandon in seeking him. Listen to me. Daily. That you will throw off, as Paul said, everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and run the race, chase him with perseverance, this race that's been marked out for us. I believe that if we have a core of people in our church, sort of the remnant, that will chase God with that kind of abandonment, that this verse we read in Amos will start to turn over. And that's what I'm calling you as a church to. You guys are here on Wednesday next to kind of like the core people. Not that people aren't here on Wednesday, aren't, but you know what I'm saying. You come out to the extra service, and you're here. You took time on a Wednesday to be here. You'll chase him with this kind of abandonment. And it's like I talk to the Monday night prayer people this way. It always takes people kind of blazing the trail so other people can come along. That's what Monday night prayer is about. It's blazing the trail. But if we can add to the Monday night prayer crew a core of people in the church that are after him with total abandonment, I believe God's going to do things in this church. Amen? You believe that? So one more time, I love you, Lord. Everybody just raise your hands up. Let's sing that together. First off, they're going to go light that fire up. We're going to pull the stuff out. Give us a minute to do that. If you want to hang out for some hot dogs and s'mores. One thing with it, when we canceled it 2 weeks ago because it was raining, remember, I put all the hot dog buns in the freezer. I got them out before service. So you maybe put that on your stick with your hot dog. Okay, just so you know that. But if you want to hang out in fellowship, great, and we'll be here for a little bit. But second thing is this, just simply love somebody on the way out the door. How about that? Can we do that tonight? Let me pray. Lord, we thank you for an opportunity to be here, be in your presence. Thank you for speaking to our hearts. Thank you for giving us a future and leading us forward. And I thank you for that. In Jesus' name we all say, amen. Be blessed. We'll see you Sunday. Bring some friends out Sunday morning.